Okay, Baruch Hashem, calling from Yerushalayim. Hopefully the time will come soon when we'll all be called back to Yerushalayim, and I won't be calling from Yerushalayim, but we'll be called together and be here together learning Torah in Yerushalayim. I had a very strong cheshek to take a little bit of a break from the years that we've been learning Maseilas Yesharim with the Bilvavi, to go through this Sefer, which is also from Rav Schwartz. Over the years we've become, Baruch Hashem, very, very used to his remarkable insights and the way of thinking. And you all know that he has many Svarim. Das Hagish Secha, Menucha Secha, Machshavei Secha, there are many Svarim. His Svarim on the Midas, so far we have one that sort of summarizes and brings together and talks about each of the Yisoides. We'll talk about that in 2 or 3 minutes. And this one that came out more recently, Das Midas Secha, is on one particular Yisod, the Yisod HaOfer, the Yisod of Ofer, of earth, of dirt that's within us. And the reason that I wanted to learn this Sefer, the entire Sefer, is on Yisod HaOfer. The reason that I wanted to learn it is because of the struggle that our generation is having now at this time with this particular yisod of offer. Irresponsibility, a lack of chiyus of life, a feeling of heaviness, so much depression, unbelievable depression and anxiety that people have, good people, healthy people, are overwhelmed with this heaviness. The yisod of offer is a tremendous, tremendous challenge of our generation. So much of the Musar is about the Taivis and the Taivis and the Taivis. And we're also learning Chavuz Yosef Tzadik. There's no question that our generation is singled out for this Tikkun of Yisod, which is the Avod of Yosef Tzadik, and we're spending time working on that. But there's a certain machla that is not addressed, not a certain machla, it's a terrible machla, and that is not understood according to the Torah, what it is, where it comes from, and how to work on it, how to overcome it. Become people that are filled with chiyus and with simcha, and not weighed down by the heaviness of this world, of our lives, and of our responsibilities, and to take responsibility. But taking responsibility doesn't mean that you have to be crushed, and that you have to be stressed out and overwhelmed and anxious. So this sefer is about the yisod ha'ofer. It's very, very practical. It begins with an overview of the midas, b'chlal, what is a midah? And then, so today, we're not going to go specifically really into offer yet, but we're going to be entering into it, Mitzvah Shem, over this next week, Mitzvah Shem. So let's begin, Perek Aleph, Yisoides HaMidas, page Aleph, Perek Aleph. The topic of this sefer is avodas ha'adam imidaisav, is working on our midas. Hatorah hakadosh hi kula chachmasa shel habar yisbarach. The entire Torah is chachmas Hashem, asher yotzes adam b'chachma. U'kamei kol chelik michelki hatorah kadosha. And every single word, every single letter in the Torah is chachmas Hashem. And so, just like all the other chelkei haTorah, gam avodas hamidas shel haadam soifa tachlisa hi ha'maase b'poel. The same way that the tachlis of chachmas haTorah is not that we should just be smart people, that we should be people who are very informed, but the tachlis is mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. The tachlis is to change our lives. So too, the tachlis of this chachma of midas is ha'maase b'poel, is that not to just learn about it, but to change, but to be able to put these midas v'pail into practice. Echadam oived midaisav, avu b'chtei sheyuchel adam lavin midaisav, muchach shekaidim lachein yavnaisan. But in order that a person should be able to work on his midas, he first has to understand his midas. Imloi, if not, vada liuchel avad alein. He won't be able to really work on them in any serious or sustained way. Kishayim shesheilos chacham chatzitshuva, The same way that we have an expression that the question of a wise person is already half of the answer. Kach sotu havanas amidas, when one understands one's midas, he lefachos chatz mitikun. You already are halfway there. If you understand the mida, you're already halfway to its tikkun. Lach mikain tzarach kamuvan lavar amidas b'par. But it's not enough to understand. We begin with understanding the mida, and then one has to work on a b'par. Talmud gadol, and why he's learning so great? Because Talmud mevel de ma'isa. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, the tachlis of learning is not just academic, but that it should bring us l'dei ma'isa. But kamish ha'chachma eina mevil l'dei ma'isa, and to the degree, to the extent that chachma is unsuccessful in bringing a person to actually changing, zechisarn gadol betzem ha'chachma means it's a big chisarn. Betzem ha'chachma means it's a terrible chalila, it's a terrible chisarn. Not in chachmas ha'tarach ha'shashom, but how this person understands chachmas ha'shem. A Jew that says Chas V'Shalom, all I have is Torah, which means all I care about is learning and understanding the seichel, the intellectual content, the curriculum of Torah. The Gemara says, I feel a Torah in Lord. That Bechal doesn't have Torah. It's complete distortion of what Torah is. The tachlis of Torah is mitzvah amasim tov, and the Talmud is godlish. The Talmud mevil de ma'isa. And in order to work on one's midas, one has to understand the sherish of the midas. Until finally you can come to the nekudas amaisa. Now this is not a simple or short inyan to get to the sherish. It's tremendous, tremendous and deep chachma. He dereshes hakdamas, requires hakdamas and yesaidas. La'achmi came to get to the shiroshim. Rak oz nikar apnei ashetach tchilas agidul. Then you could see on the already apnei ashetach, you could already begin to see lemaisa beginning to change, that you're beginning to improve. Ha'nofim ha'olim va'aperis, there are branches and there are leaves and there are fruits. The nasav ez Hashem lahaskil men dekudis asherashi yois mamish. Well, the nasos la'at la'at kam shi'iten abari laham shechala. So let's try to begin with the shayrish of the midas, and of course, be'ikah, the shayrish of the midah, the yisayt ha'afah, page beis. Nistavino b'tara ha'kadosh. So there are shloisha suge midas, three types of midas. Nistavino b'tara ha'kadosh, we were commanded in the Torah, v'halachta b'drachav, to walk in Hashem's ways. V'kan lom de rabbeseinu sh'odim tzach l'alachiz b'darchi ha'mokim. From here, of course, everybody knows, we learn that a person has to go in the ways of Hashem, which means to be dovik in Hashem's midas, to be as much as a human being can, to impersonate, to imitate, to emulate, and to try to live up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas, as he's revealed them to us. Another famous drasha is Zekeli va'anveyu. Va'anveyu chazal learn heavy daimalai. Mahu chanan racham, af atahei chanan racham. So v'anveyu is anivahu. The same way that Hashem is, we should try to be, I should try to be like Hashem, anivahu. And Hashem is chanan racham, so af atah. Chazal biru lanu eifai. Shekishem shesherish kol harbiya kula. Hu abarius baruch shamay. Chazal are explaining to us that the same way that the sherish of all of creation, who HaBari is Baruch Shemo, is the Creator. Kach Sherish HaMusag Midas, so too the Sherish, the root of the concept of Midas, of this whole inyan of Amida, is Hu Midasev Shal HaBari Arlo. Is that Hashem revealed to us His Midas. Of course, when we're speaking about Hashem's Midas, we're not talking about His essence, which is unknowable. Chanun Rachum, we have Midas of Hashem that were revealed to us how he conducts this world and all worlds. As far as Hashem is about Himself, we're not talking about that. But what Chazal have revealed to us through their explanation of the Torah is that Hashem has midas. Midas of Shkadosh Baruch Hu vorbed in Chazal, Elu hain yud gimel midas sharachim, Hashem Hashem karachim v'chanun, and so on. V'al kach nitztavinu, mahu rachim afat ha'hei rachim, mahu chanun afat ha'hei chanun. So these are the 13 midas that Hashem taught us, and all of the And Chazal and all of the Rishonim and the Svarim explain to us what each of these midas are, and we're supposed to try to the best of our abilities to live up to these midas of Hashem. Zeh sug echad shel midas, hamidas asher rashiyos midas of shamakim. That's where all midas come from. That's the Shirish. That's midas of shamakim. Aleph. That's Aleph. Midas Hashem. The 13 midas. Sug sheni shel midas. The second sug. Hein midas of shel nishmas ha'adam, shenivra mi'ito yisbarach shamay. Then we have the midas that Hashem created within nishmas ha'adam. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into man a living soul. Well, nishmas chayim hazu yesh midas. Hashem, the same way Hashem created the guf, Hashem created midas. Kivyachal, geshem shle bay olam yesh midas. Kivyachal, the same way that Hashem's baruch has midas. Gam kasha bay olam bar nishamas agufim the neshama yesh midas. Neshama yesh midas. The neshama has midas. Now we're talking about in the terminology of chassidus. We're talking about the nefesh elokis. And the neshama has midas. The nishmas adam has midas. Midas shel avram is midas achesed. Again, we're not going to right now the 13 midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis the 10 spheres and the 10 midas. That's a topic, a very big topic. But we understand that our midas are the shirish of our midas are the spheres of how we were made. And therefore the midah of Avram was chesed. Midas shel Yitzchak is midas hadin. Midas shel Yaakov is midas harachmim, and so on. Well, bar adav ki midas eilo, Einan midas haguf shel ha'avos hakadoshim, ela midas shel nishmas chayim. We're not talking about anything physical or related to the body. We're talking about these are the midas of the neshamas of the avos. All the avos had all of the midas, but in Avraham Avinu, chesed was the dominant midah, and in Yitzchak gevura was, and so on. But these are the midas that Hashem created within us. Ukshoimim shavram midas say chesed hakavanish nishmasai. Midas of chesed, that the ikka mida was chesed. So that's the second type of mida, midas haneshama of the nefesh elokis. Sug shlishi shel midas, the third sug, and this is where we get into all of our complications and difficulties, of course, is hain midas shel ader klal behin oiskin. This is what we usually oisik in. Midas hanefesh abahamis shel hodim. The nefesh of Bahamas. A blushin chitzainis karem lan midas shel guf. The nefesh of Bahamas is the terminology we find in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and midas shel guf. Midas shel guf. Hakavana l'midas rose kakas anger kinah jealousy taiva kovid v'chein al zaderach rabris. Nisbaru efay b'chlolus shloisha sugi midas. So we learned that there are three types of midas. Midaisev shel HaKadosh Baruch, that's Aleph. Beis, midaiseha shel HaNeshama of the Nefesh shel Kis, that's Beis. And Gimel, midaisev shel HaGuf, which is the Nefesh of Bahamas. And Shnei HaChalokim HaLayayim shel HaMidas, the first two higher types of Midas, midaisev shel Makom or midaiseha shel HaNeshama, the Midas of Hashem, Yud Gimel Midas and the Midas of the Neshama, Einem Tzvichim Olam Tikon, these do not require any repair, any work, they don't need any tikkun. Midaisu shamakim, of course, baruch lechal babi rav dechad yoimis, obvious to any child, she'enin tzichas tikkun, the midas of Hashem don't need any tikkun chalilim, but gam midas her shal nesham, and also the midas of neshama, enin tzichas shum tikkun. Ha neshama enin mekul kelas, the neshama never gets damaged, even with all the stuff that we do that's crazy, it doesn't damage the neshama chalila. Enin mekul kelas, therefore, the neshama of a Jew does not need tikkunim. We need to get to the neshama, but the neshama itself doesn't need any tikkunim. Rak hamidus hashayachas leguf, heinz hitzviches tikkun. The midas that are shayach to the guf, they need to have a tikkun. Vayisaydu bar, midas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hein tamid midas taibus. The Baruch Shalom, midas are always midas taibus. Gam midas shel nishmas Yisrael and la'olam midas taibus. Even the worst Jew. It's like Eidem Midas Taibus. The Neshama, Nefesh Lekis, Midas Taibus. K'mashama Chazal, K'mi she'ein boi mishleish is Midas Halalu, Rechmane by Hashem Gamlech Hasadim, suffering Raglov Amdu Bar Sinai. In other words, that anybody that's missing would be missing deep inside one of these basic characteristics of a Jew, Rechmane by Hashem Gamlech Hasadim, it's a suffering whether he comes from Jews who stood at Har Sinai. His ancestry is not clear. Because a Jew, b'etzem, has a nefesh l'kis, and he has the midas that don't need any tikkun. By the goyim, it's not like this. Of course, the beginning of Tani talks about this. That's every Jew. The soul, every morning, the soul that you have given me is pure. And just as it is pure, so too, its midas are totally pure and good. Now, in the world, so now with that we're talking about, as you know, everything exists on three levels, in three dimensions. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh, in the world, in time, and in the soul. So we just spoke about the soul. That there's a place in the world that's Tahira. Even on the outside, there could be all kinds of difficulties and problems, but Eretz Yisrael, Be'etzim, is Tahira, Umikvah, Yiseha, Tahira, Mechazaka, it's Mikvah, Tahira. So the pnimius, the etzim of Eretz Yisrael, does not need a tikkun. We just need to remove the knanim and the rest of the chevedra here, and to get to the etzim of Eretz Yisrael, and to remove all the klipas they were struggling with, and to get to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael itself can never ever be destroyed, can never be damaged. Shechina lezozim ekaislam aravi. It's something which is. Something which is beyond anything that could be hurt or damaged. On the surface, of course, there's a churban, but the pnimius doesn't need a tikkun; it just needs to be revealed, to be revealed. So the same thing with nishmas Yisrael, pnimius neshama, amidas shel nishmas Yisrael tahayres sein ve'enet zeiches tikkun, tahayres. Rak amidas yishayochas laguf. That's where all of our limudim are. The midas that are shayach to the guf, the nefesh of Bahamas. The midas of the Nefesh Bahamas, Tzvichais Tikkun. They, of course, need a Tikkun. Ki Mishoa Sha'ochel Adam Rishon Meitz Adas Taivera, that from the moment that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Adas Taivera, Mikan Ve'eloch Kol HaMidas Murkavus Taivera. So all of the midas are Murkavus with Jews, so we're talking about Taiv and Ra together, not Chalila, absolute Ra, but Taiv and Ra. All of our midas that are of the Nefesh Bahamas are a mixture of Taiv and Ra, good and evil. Diyu Hadvar, the Chitzainius HaMidas Mispartas L'Shiva Shiroshim. In Chitzainius, the Midas, of course, are divided into seven Shiroshim, Ahava, Chesed, Yira, Gvura, and so on, Teferis, Nitzachan, Haidaya, Haid, Yiskashus, Yisoid, Shiflus, Malchus. Zui Kaimas HaMidas Bechlolus, of the Midas. We're not talking about the intellectual Midas, right, of Chabad. Chachma bin Adash, we're talking about the Midas. We're not talking about the Sichli. Seichel is not the subject now. We're talking about Midas. Midas is Chesed, the word of verse, Netzach, Hayd, Yisoid, and Malchus. Those are the Midas. So those are in Chitzonius. These are the Midas that are divided into seven Shiroshim. Ahava, Yira, Hisparus, Nitzachan, Haidoyis, Kashus, and Shiflus. So we claim as Midas Bechlolus in general. That is the structure of the Midas. G'shem shahabriya nivra b'shiva yamim, the same way that creation took 7 days, kach midas nefesh adam shiva midas. So too the midas are seven and correspond to the 7 days of the week and so on, and the yushpizen, and as we all know, zui chitzanius, chitzanius and shal hamidas. This is the chitzanius of the midas. Upnimius hamidas, nikus b'loshon chazal, das. There's a word that Chazal have for the pnimius of the midas. Now we're going deeper into what the midas are. So this word das. Now we see here Rambam, b'bor lahagdir hilchas midas adam. At the beginning, after he said that, the section where the Rambam tells us the halachas of midas adam of midas. So the Rambam calls lekarelan hilchas midas. He doesn't call them hilchas midas. Ella hilchas deis. He calls them Hilchas Deis. Ubiru Rabbeinu Kanal, Mishum Shebechitzonius Hamidas Merubasein. And the meaning of this is that Chitzonius, each Midas is a different world. Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Hayd Yisod Malchus. Each Midas is a different world, but that's in the Chitzonius. But in Pnimius Hamidas is Achas. The Pnimius is Achas, which is Daas. We're going to be learning a lot about this. Daas. And therefore, the ik that we need when it comes to tikkun hamidas is always going to be das. We'll see. Now, das means a lot of things to different people. So let's not get into the English right now. Everybody has their own translations. Let's just learn. Mash nagel in yaneinu. What's nagel in yaneinu? Kevan shahadas mureves toivera. Now, the problem with das is that there was a kilkel of das, but the eitz of das. So there is that tree of das, but the tree of das is toivera. So kevan shahadas mureves toivera. So from that time of eating from the tree, das is in this state of taruvas, of mixture, of toiv and ra. Mishosha ochal adam rishon mitzvah das toiv ra, mikan ve'elach kol hamidas, from that time and on, all of the midas, she pnimiyusan das, remember the pnimiyus of every midah is das, that's the common denominator, that's the basis of all midas is das, amurav is toiv ra, are a mixture, a confusing mixture of toiv and ra, from the Eitz Hadas. Yeshna gaiva de kedusha, and that's why there's holy gaiva, there's a gaiva, there's a pride, there's a gaiva, there's a certain kind of a gaiva of kedusha, as it says in the pasuk in the Vayom, v'yigba liba b'darchei Hashem, where a Jew is, his heart becomes elevated and proud, and he becomes, you know, b'darchei Hashem, he's proud of who he is, and he stands for what he believes in. So gaiva, that's gaiva de kedusha. Lamasa gaiva de klip. On the other hand, you have the ra. You have the ra of gaiva. You have the ra, the ugliness, and the ra of gaiva, which is this terrible klipa. The Chazal on the dam say, such as a terrible klipa, Chazal say about gaiva, shein ani vahu yicholim lodo bekfif achas. Chazal say that the Rebbein Shalom says such a strong thing. He says, I can't be together in the same place as a bal gaiva. I can't stand such a thing. Yeishno kaz de kedusha, and so there's kaz, also anger of kedusha. That's very hard. It's from Satan not to experiment with that. It's very hard. Kaz is very, very, very hard. Kaz de kedusha, which is kaz upon him, right? To show ki'ilu, to show that you're angry, but not to really feel angry. People are generally better at trying to show in their face that they're not angry, but inside they're burning up. It's not so posh at this whole thing. But there is such a thing as kaz de kedusha. Of course there is. Hashem has such a thing too. Where he shows for that moment rage and anger. On the other hand, of course, there's the kaas that destroys, that damages. A person is angry, it's like he's a zar. And so it is with all of the midas. The underlying yisod is that since the tzadas toivera, the midas that are connected to the guf, which of the nefesh of Bahamas, are a mixture of toiv v'ra. Page dalet. Ilo adam rishon lo haya chayte. If adam rishon would not have sinned, lo haya oichel meitzadas, lo oichel meitzachayim, v'chay lo adam rishon, he would have eaten from meitzachayim, and v'chay le oilam. Then it would have been gvaldik, and gam hamidas ha yirak toiv. And then the midas would have been rak toiv, it would have been mamish, nishmas Yisrael. As we learned in the Shirma, nishmas Yisrael, it would have been nishmas Yisrael. Kevin sh'ochel adam rishon me'etz adas toiv ra. Whatever happened, and adam rishon ate from the etz adas toiv ra. So midosav hovchu liyos muravais toiv v'ra. So then the midas became midas of das toiv and das ra. Hevenu emkein, we understand, as shloishes chelke hamidus. So far, we understand this. Midaisha shel bari olam kulan toiv. Midas Hashem karachem kulan toiv. Midaisha shel oimek haneshama of the nefesh lakis oimek haneshama kula toiv. Tairi. Midaisha shel aguf hanefesh bahamis hein muravas toiv v'ra uben kaim hamusog avaydus hamidus. The whole inyan of avaydus hamidus is not with Midas Hashem, not with Midas Haneshama, it's with Midas Haguf, Eitz Hadas, Toiv Ra, Das of Toiv and Das of Ra. That's Aleph. That's the whole domain of Tikkun and Avodas HaMidas, is this what we're talking about. That's Aleph. Beis. Achrei Shehuvra Lanu Ke'amidas HaMuravos Toiv Ra, Sharshan Beis Hadas. Once we understand that this confusion of the Toiv and Ra, the Sharsh of that is Beis Hadas, we can understand the yisoid in Chazal. Shebetzam ein mida ra or mida toiva. On a deeper level, there's das. And ein mida ra or mida toiva. There's nothing that is by definition, a midah ra, a midah, a bad midah, or a good midah. Hashayla rak lahechan hi mispashetes. The only shayla is, where does one's das take that midah? As there's a midah of gaiva. Where does now? But there's a midah of gaiva. We ate from the eitz das tayir ras. Now you have this midah of gaiva. The midah of gaiva be'etzim is not. It's not good a bit. It's the midah of gaiva. The shayla is now, where is that mispashet in your das? Like, what is your, where does your das take gaiva? Does it take it down? Or does it take it up? The midah itself be'etzim is not here or there. It's where does your das take it? Hadas kishlatzim hitom bedavar chiyuvi. Das is a gevaldika karech that we have. Kashim is bashetis lamakam achiyuvi. Now, when the das that a person has takes the midah to a positive place, to a good place, he nikras toiv. That's called toiv. That's a das of toiv. But kashim is bashtus lamakam haloi nachain. That's called ra, nikras ra. Loshn rabbeinu hagdar shel das hi hanhaga. B'loshn Rabbeinu, the Hagdara of Das is how to conduct oneself. In other words, of course, it's a koch of shikul hadas, of weighing in one's mind and deciding. It's that decision. It's that moment of deciding, where am I going? Am I going up or down? Am I going toiv and ra? But so it's a loshn of hanhaga. Where am I going with this? That's what hanhaga means. How am I going to be noheg? Moshe Rabbeinu was the midah of das of Klal Yisrael. Shuba b'chinas das, nikra roya ne'eman. He's the manhig. Moshe Rabbeinu is the shepherd, and Moshe Rabbeinu's whole inyan was what, to be a roya ne'eman. The raya mehimda was always manhig am Yisrael l'toiv. That's what a manhig Yisrael is, l'toiv, but to lead, to direct. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the midah of das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the b'chinas das. This is the general outline of the soul of Knesset Yisrael, of a Jew, of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. It's a kol of the beprotes, however, each person individually, hadas shabai nikres v'halachta bedrachav. Inside each person, das, is this mitzvah of halachta bedrachav. And as the Baruch Shalom is saying, listen, I want you to use your das and direct your das. Take your das and direct your midas to toiv and not to ra. And with this das, a person is able to be manhig, to lead and to direct his life, either to toiv, his midas, or to ra. If he goes in the right way, then zui das toiv. And then he's Talmid of Shlav Ramavil. Good. Imu halach b'derech she'enena nochayna zubi dasra. Then it's dasra. It's a das toivera. Talmid of Shabbalam HaRosh. That's the need of the nochash of the snake. Ad kan divrei b'seinu. Dvarim b'rurim ha'oy. This is all very clear. This is like a primer in what the nefesh is about. U'mikan nitan l'skadim l'shlav haba. Now we can go to the next shlav. Yiduim ha'oy divrei b'chaim vital. Also, all of you who learned Tanya at the beginning know that he brings from Rabbi Chaim Vital the Sefer Shar Kedusha She'odam Murkov Me'arbi Yesoidus, that a person is composed of the four Yesoidus of creation, of Eish, fire, Ruach, wind, air, Mayim, water, and Ofer, earth. Mikoyach Kach Mordesham Rabbi Chaim Vital. So there, Rabbi Chaim Vital explains the shirish of the midas rosh that are in a person, in the nefesh Bahamas. Hagayva v'akaz, conceit and anger, arrogance and anger, comes mi yisayid ha'esh. Right, this is the second parak in Tanya. Comes mi yisayid ha'esh. Dvarim b'teilim, narishkai dvarim b'teilim, Akide Isla Shoshnahara and Rechilas. Sharishim be Yisod of Ruach. The Sharish is in the Yisod of Ruach, of air. Ataivis, Sharishim is beside Hamayim, water that brings to all life and Tanugim and pleasures of the world. So Taivis, the Sharish of Taivis, is in the Yisod Hamayim. Atzvus, sadness and laziness. Sharishim be Yisod of Ofer, earth. Elohim dvarav bechlalus mamash. Bedvarav elu bar Reb Chaim Vital lahagdir. Page hey. Shekol mida. Shonarayim yesh l'sheirish. What Reb Chaim Vital is telling us is that every mida that we see has a root, has a sheirish. L'dugma. Mida sakas. So you see the mida of anger. Hakas who told the bilvad. Kas is only the offspring. It's only something that comes from a sheirish. But a sheirish on mida is when you say eish bilti mesukan. It means that this, in this person who has a temper, the yisod of eish, this yisod of eish of fire is off. Something's wrong. Mida sataiva mugderes bepnimiyus ki yisod mayim bilti mesukan. And the pnimius of a person whose taivas are not taking the good things, there's a problem in Yisayit HaMayim. The sherish is Yisayit HaMayim. Atzvus, sadness, depression, is Yisayit Ofer, bilti mesukan. It means something's wrong with this person's Yisayit Ofer. Akach al zader, ken al zader. Im ken, yesh lanu kan shtei tfisis shamadbei loshen. Be very careful. Madbei loshen and the kris midas. When we use the word midas, shebechlola, which include in terms of the negative midas, or that can be used, again, every midah can be used one way or the other, but bechlola, the midas are gaiva, arrogance, kas, anger, dibrosa, ruach, dibrosa, to say things that are forbidden, taiva, atzus, atzus, chul, obloshim, pnimis, karmudavazeh, but the pnimis, the shirish of the midas, is eish, ruach, maim, and ofer. Eish ruach maim afa. Zularak hagadorish a loshen chitzainis a loshen pnimis. We're not talking, there's not semantics, just a loshen of chitzainis and a loshen of pnimis. Elazu hagadorish al anaf visharish. We're talking about chitzainis and pnimis. We're talking about the root and the branch. The root is the root of the yesaidis. The roots are the yesaidis. The midas are the branches. Ha'esh ena anaf shel ha'gaiva. Fire is not a branch of gaiva, it's just the opposite. Al ha'gaiva, conceit, is an anaf shel ha'esh. It's an anaf, it's a branch that grows out of esh. Esh is the yisod. Ha'taiva hi anaf shel ha'mayim. Lo ha'mayim anaf shel taiva. Taiva is a branch that grows out of the yisod ha'mayim. V'kein al zu ha'derach. Midvarv mizbe'eres, from what we're learning from Rabbi Chaim Vital, who of course received everything from the Arizal, Mizbaris lanu hatfisa ha'amuka. Sha'avaydis ha'midis eina maschila b'midis ela b'yisaydis. Avaydis ha'midis does not begin with midis. It begins with yisaydis. And this is the greatest difficulty that we've had in our lives repairing our midis, as he explains in a second. Because we're not working on the shirish of the midis. We're working on the anafim, the branches. Avodas Hamidas ain't a maschila b'midas ela b'yisaydis eishuach mayim va'ofer bilti mesukanim. And from that cancerous yisod, there grows out all kinds of terrible branches. Kasha odim l'moshe roish l'sakin is midas agayva shabbat. A person wants to repair the midas agayva. He's upset about himself and he decides that this year I'm going to work on gaiva. Itzada tfisach itzaynis ova l'sakin is agayva kipshuta. So he gets some book that he goes to the bookstore and he finds some book on the midas. It talks all about conceit. He has there's a section there on gaiva, and he goes through the section on gaiva and it gives some very, very good and helpful and practical tips on what to do about gaiva. Mitzada tfisa pnimis, the problem is that there's a tfisa pnimis. And mitzada tfisa pnimis, olav l'sakin es ha'esh shabai. What he really has to get to in order that this disease is suffocated, is stopped, so that it can no longer bring forth these cancerous, products. So he has to get to the eish. He has to get to the yisod of eish. Kasha odem roitzel l'sakin es ha'tayva shelo, nisad ha'tfis ha'chitzayin es ubal l'sakin es ha'tayva. So a person wants to work on his tayvas. So again, he gets a book or he goes to shirim. They talk about you have to get a buddy with your filter, and you have to do this. And you have to. These are eights for shmiras einayim and for taivas and so on. And he hears all the shirim and he reads all the books, and everything's gevaldik. But mitzara tfisa pnimis of lasaknis is yisaydamai. But mitzara tfisa pnimis, what he has to get to, so that this will no longer be produced, there will no longer be branches, is you have to cut the root. And the root of tivus is yisaydamai. Zu sha'elu. Im adam oivet ba'anofim o'bishirosha. Misha oivet b'shirosha. It's a question of what avodah you're doing with your midas, like how you're working on your midas. Misha oivet b'shirashim, a person who works on the shirashim, umay shirashim, and from the roots, megia, la'anofim, he gets to branches, you know, all different kinds of consequences from his gaiva, or things in his life because of his kas, or of his taivis, he gets to the branches. Ulofachus me'anofim, megia l'shirashim, but sometimes he goes the other way. He begins to look into the world of the anofim, and then he takes him deeper and deeper into the shirashim. Such a person, who yochel hatzliach, you have to get to the shirashim. I mean, the best thing is to start with the shirashim, but sometimes you recognize the anafim, and they're more obvious, and from the anafim, you see it's not working, and you get to the shirashim, but you have to get to the shirash. Mitzara tfisa pni, one second. Yeah. Anafim agil shirashim. Who yochel atzliach? Such a person can be matzliach. Aval mi she'oved ba'anafim belvad, but anybody who just works on the anafim, on the branches, you see many people that are not much lich of this. I mean, for a time, for a while, and they could, but it doesn't have, for the most part, great hatzlacha. And regarding such people, the Kotzke said, sometimes when a person wants to break a taiva, the Kotzke is making fun of that lashon of breaking one's midas. And he said that I know people that when they break a bed meter, they end up with two bed meters. Sometimes when you just break the external manifestation of the taiva and you haven't really gotten to the sherish, you can end up with more problems. You can end up with bigger taivas. Like a person dieting is always a good muscle, but when it comes to watching one's diet, so if a person doesn't get to their sherish, like, why am I eating this way? Why am I eating this way? You know, you could have all of the best diet programs, and you could exercise, whatever, and you do all the right things. And you were successful and you lost a lot of weight, but I don't know if there's a statistic about how many people who lost weight put the weight back on and even gain more weight. I saw that there's a person in my old neighborhood where I grew up that he died from that. He was obese. He lost a lot of weight, and he got no clothing. It was a whole mamish. I was excited because he already had some heart problems, and then he was great, and then 6 or 7 months later, it was worse than ever before. Ad kedei kach that he wasn't able to get out of the door of his house. He couldn't fit out the door of his house. They had to get him to the hospital. They had to break down the whole thing. And he died in like 3 years, 4 years. I think that's more he lived. Overeating is a symptom of something.
You're still in pain?
Yeah. I see it. Overeating is a symptom of something. It's a problem. I'm not talking about having a little bit of a nash, but a person who is seriously overeating, it's a symptom, or undereating, it's a symptom of something. And it's like with everything in the world, if you don't get to the shayrish, you can end up with a broken, with a person getting more broken and it becoming more confusing, and then it could be that he wouldn't have died originally, this guy. He was overweight, he was always very heavy, but then after he tried to break it with some crazy diet, then when it killed him, it became something which totally took over his life. First of all, he goes about the person's messiah. Since he didn't get to the shayrish, he never really cured the problem. So since he didn't get to the shayrish, so he feels, I'm the same person that I always was, so I'll never be able to change, because he never got to the shayrish. So most of the avodas hamidos that we were ever taught to work on, or we ever saw, like perusing through different books and svarim, was talking about the anafim, but not the shayrish of the vav, the shayrish. You saw this. You say this is Eish Ruach Mayim Nof. Eish Ruach Mayim Nof. Madua. What the Kotzke say that becomes two? Ki hu loy tikin is yisayda ma'im shabay. Because he never really addressed the illness, the sickness. He never really got to the yisod of ma'im. Elanisil hi lochim manaf and nikot taiva. He was just fighting against, beating down the taiva. He was trying to go against the taiva. This is what I've always spoken about, and I got criticized by many people this because they always think that I'm talking against a filter or against an asifa, which I never ever did. A person should use whatever they can with a computer to make it, you know, less of a taiva. Of course. And asifas, whatever can help. But ultimately you're talking about not even anafim. Those are branches, and not even branches, those are like leaves that are coming out of a branch. You can't just to say you'll use the filter, you'll be fine. You haven't gotten to the shayrus. So they're raising all of the kids, and they don't talk to them, they're a little bit chlal, and they have these things going on inside of them. They don't know what the shayrus of these things are. They see anafim that look horrible. They've heard that the branches, they've heard that these things are disgusting, and they look at themselves as being disgusting. The nishmas is so bechlal, they never heard about that they have a chelik l'kam yimal. That's kulay tov. They don't know about that at all. They only know about the nefesh bahamas. The nefesh bahamas, all they see are these disgusting midas and so on. They never was shown how to really fix them. All they're told is to fight them off and to knock and to turn and to get filters and to do this and to do that, but never to the shirish of them. Same thing when it comes to gaiva and kaas and all the other midas. There's a shirish of a midas. And therefore, you're fighting with the branches. You know, that's what happens. You knock off a branch, it grows a stronger branch, like when you prune a tree. It grows stronger. And I see that. I see that coming from the people that you know, with the tithes, things like this, that it gets crazy the second time around. It's like crazier. So a person has an addiction. You have to get to the shayrus of it. What is that? Like, why are you doing that? So I gave an example before of eating. When it comes to drinking, when it comes to smoking, when it comes to drugs. There's the shayrus. And in order to be able to have the das, to be able to lead you towards a healthy life, you have to know what the yisod that you're dealing with is, and how it works, and what you could do with the yisod. Because when you get to the yisod, mimela, the anaf from the branches are okay. They're not going to bother you. Or a little bit, depending on where you're holding, but it goes. Im hanaf la'atzma yishal ilochem laslich. With the branches, you can't be mitzlich. You knock one down, it grows back. You can't be mitzlich. Well, there are many, many. There's so many. Him came. Like, you imagine, like, you know, when we sat in the yeshiva. So the Rebbe talks every week about the mid of Gaiva. And you read from the Siluiti, from the Archis Siddim or something, you see like there are thousands of types of Gaiva. So all the kid walks away from that, all we walked away from the class was a million branches. This thing, I it's too much, I can't even do. We're talking about one big mid of Gaiva. And he tells what a Gaiva, like the guy older, all these different things of Gaiva. It's like a forest of Gaiva. A forest of Gaiva. And the Siva Shalom gave a marshal of a person that he sees in his life. He sees that there's something that he sees terrible, you know, he sees terrible, and he wants to fix it. So he starts to work on each of these things. So he gave a marshal of a person who he bought a forest, and he wanted to make money, to build the whole housing complex over here with the forest. So okay, you know, he gets an axe. He spent all of his money on this, on the property. He can't afford to hire a whole team of lumberjacks. So he gets an axe and he starts hacking away. And he starts like hacking this whole forest. And then Siva Shalom says, it takes him like a whole day to get down three or four trees. It's a whole day. And there's thousands of trees in the forest. And there's somebody that passes by, he says, "There's a shaita in the world. You have to put on fire. You get a controlled fire. You know how they do it." Yeah. We see this in the bungalow where we are. They're clearing out the forest. They burn it. You get a fire, and the whole thing is in like 15 minutes. The whole thing is down. So, the problem with the person who comes to the same thing, when it comes to the midas and all of our avodas Hashem, we're like standing there like shaitim with an axe. You know what I mean? Like we're always hacking with this and hacking with that, and this grows, and this goes on hacking, trying to, and we never see ourselves getting out of the forest. The Bashant of HaKadosh was a fire, you know. There's an avoda of a fire that burns away the whole thing. In terms of what we're learning now, the midas, there's, when a person gets to the Yisoid HaDavar, then he's uprooting the midas. It's not anymore with an axe. Every time he feels a taiva, he's got to go with the axe. Here's a taiva. And he starts hacking against that taiva. And when he's hacking with this taiva, so he sees another girl walk by the other way. You know, and he's, oh, and he's got to get a second. Now he has a second axe. He's got two. He's got, in both hands, he's got an axe. He's got an axe for Chayla, and he's got an axe for Sarala. And he's got, he's going his whole life hacking with axes everywhere. And that's how, basically how we live. We're trying to knock down all of these things. Those are all enough, from whether her name is Chayla, her name is Bela, whatever her name is, or whether it's with a food or this. These are enough. These are not the Sherish of the Varam. The Sherish of Tayyid is Yisrael Amayim. And one has to be metapel with Yisrael Amayim. And when you metapel Yisrael Amayim in a healthy and direct way, then you're getting to the life source of that Midah. Once you get to the life source of that Midah, you can direct it very easily Latayv. When you're at the beginning of it, when you're all in the forest and the trees and you're lost. You can't do that. It's very, very hard. People, you try. It's very, very hard. Imkei, the bottom of page 8. Imkei, kishaboyim lahagdiris avaydis amidis. If we're coming to define avaydis amidis, zoeinena avayde amidis kipshuto. We're not going to learn in this sefer regular avaydis amidis with the axe. El yisayde ba'avaydim arba se yisayde shibenefesh. The Mahalach is, according to the Arizal, and what we're going to be learning, is with the Arba Yisaydish Shibnefesh. The four Yisaydish Shibnefesh, Eishuach, Maim, Vafar. Bediktuk Yoyse, Eishuach, Maim, Elam Yisaydis. Afar is the Kli HaMakablam, which we'll see more about, because Eish, Fai, Ruach, and Maim, Afar is a Kli Kibble. We'll talk more about that. Page Vav. Hamidis B'Yisaydan, Hamidis Ne'alamas. In Einan Gluyas, we don't see this with our eyes. It's not obvious or open to us. Hamidas mitzad atzman gluyas to kol adam. The midas we see, but the yisoid hamidas we don't see. The yisoid of them, the yisoid of the midas we don't see. We have to learn about midas. We can look at. The yisoid is lehen ne'alam. The yisoid is ne'alam. As a kaz, as a gaivas, a dibur habatol, kol adam bar das makir etzal atzmo. A person knows himself if he's honest about his temper, his gaiven, his talking, whatever, that you could see. Gamas a taiva, v'atzvus sumakir, and also when it comes to his taivas and his sadness, he recognizes. Aval ha-yisaydish shlamidis eilu ne'lomim mehasagos. That's where it gets complicated. The yisaydis, we can't see. L'chein omra b'sen al der ha-remes. She ha-yisaydis b'chlolus shloy shahem, eish mayim v'avir. This goes back to the Sefer Yetzirah. Eish mayim v'avir ruach. Echad min hastorim shalahem ze avir mayim eish. Nikub lashna b'sein emesh. Aleph mem shin. Shin is from the word eish. V'remez yesh b'davar emesh. Hu davar shahayu esmo. Emesh means yesterday. It's something that was. Ukvar niskasa, but now it's covered. It's hidden. I don't see it. Ne'elam. V'kachem yisaydis eilu ne'elamim umechusim. And so these yisaydis within a person are covered and hidden. Kol adam gam mishle omal im atzmai. Every person, even someone who hasn't worked on himself, makir lefachus b'ma'at, he at least recognizes a little bit, es midaysav. Kol echel lefi erko, each person on his level, aval yisaydis shleh, but the yisaydis eish, Ma'im Ofer, again we'll talk about Ofer, the whole sefer is about Ofer. Yitochen Shushama al Kiyuman, could be he heard about these things. Achem ne'elomim mimeno, but it's totally unknown, hidden to him. Einem mukarim leklal, doesn't recognize it all. Talod mikach, shekar sheboyim b'nei odem lasek b'avedis ha-midas. Now the result of this is that when a person comes and he wants to seriously work on his midas, heim nasim miyad la'avoid al ha-midas ha-asman. Again, they get a nice book or they go to a good class and you begin to work on the midas. Mechapsim svarim sheyichtivu eitzes or sheyikasvu eitzes maisis. And he's looking for books that are going to dictate to him practical eitzes. Eich oivdim alakaz. What should I do about Kaz? How do I work on Kaz? Eich oitem lagai, how do I work on Gai? Vim royim b'seifa shemarach l'var v'achakech neisen eitzes ma'isiyas. And if he sees that there's a lot of arichas explaining, you know, the midah, and then only at the end comes the practical eitzes, k'var b'mafteches boitkim heim heichen eitzes ma'isiyas. The guy doesn't want to read the whole lamdas. He just tries to find, you know, just to get straight to the eitzah. The practical eitzah. Poischim b'amudim halolu v'karim ma aleim lasus. They just go straight to the eitzahs to see what can I do about my anger, about my gaiva. Suras avaydik azu navaz mechayser havana besisis ma hein hamidus ma hi havaydik itan. This mistake, this way of avaydus hamidus comes from a basic misunderstanding of what midas are and what avaydus hamidus is. Alayna lahaschir belimud hayisaydus. We must begin with learning the yisaydus. Loi b'midas. When we learn the Yisaydis, then we can get to working practically on the Midas. Lil Moid as Yisayd Ha'esh, as Yisayd Ha'ruach, as Yisayd Ha'mayim, as Yisayd Ha'ofer. Lahavin Reishis Kol Yisayd La'atmav, to begin with understanding first what is the Yisayd, each of these Yisaydis. Ula'achamikain Ketzad Humurkov Im Kol Shara Yisaydis, then to understand the interplay between the other Yisaydis, the relationship between Ofer, Mayim, Eish, and Ruach. Lahavin Eichi Mispashet L'Tzad HaTov. Then how could this Yisod, how is it Mispashet L'Tzad HaTov? How could it be used L'Tzad HaTov? How does it move in that direction? Eichi Mispashet L'Tzad HaRa. How could this Yisod of Mayim, how does it spread to the other direction of Ra? Uma Oysen Bispashet L'Tzad HaRa. And then what do I do to hold back that force that is pushing into the Tzad HaRa? What can I do to cut it off, to stop it from continuing in flowing into the negative, into the destructive midah, and to direct it, to redirect it to the Tzad HaTov? Loshen amuka nikra davze tikun hamidus. This is what is called, and this is what is known as tikun hamidus. So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll continue beginning to go into a discussion of the Yisaydis and move to the Yisayd Ha'afa. Shkoyach, I should have a lichtig in Shabbos and send my love to everybody.